Hello, my audio boo friends. It is December 1st, 2013, and today, to make a very long story short, because I had recorded a whole audio boo in the car and subsequently lost it because I had forgotten to click cancel and then save draft, unfortunately. So to make a long story short, today I was invited by some friends to go to a village not too far from Montreal called Hudson. It's renowned for its artists and antique stores. It's a quaint little place. It's got several little breakfast places, a couple of bed and breakfasts. It's a very nice little town. They even have a summer theater there, and overall a very, very nice place. Now, today they had the yearly Santa Claus parade. So this who are the parents of one of my daughter's classmates, they invited me to go along, so I went along with them, and we watched the Santa Claus parade, which was great, and we were able to partake in some food because there was a little stand set up where they were showcasing these very interesting barbecues that look like sort of giant ceramic eggs with the top that opens up, and then you put the charcoal in there, and it has a grill, and you grill your food, and it's amazing because you can use just about any kind of charcoal you want. Plus, they have some flavored charcoal that adds a certain something to the flavor of the food. It's like almost like a smoky flavor. So right now I'm in my basement, my sort of my studio office, and I am looking at my Rotel RP830 turntable, and it's currently spinning a Bob James album LP. And if you listen, that is a piece of music called Women of Ireland. And it's on Bob James's album called Three. In fact, let me just flip this over for a second. This album is from 1976. So it's quite a long time ago. Now, what you just heard was the music being played on a pair of JBL 2060s. These speakers, which are sort of, I guess, very large bookshelf speakers, were built in 1993, and at the time, some 20 years ago now, they cost $130 a piece, which I guess the equivalent today would be around $400 or $500, I imagine. They have 6-inch woofers, or 6.5-inch woofers, nice tweeters, and a nice pair of bass ports on these speakers. They're very, very nice. They're in great condition, and I got them for absolutely nothing. They were, in fact, sitting in front of a house as we left the parade street where the parade was. We walked up one of the main streets to get back to our cars. Then we came back down, we drove back down, got on this the main street of Hudson, and then we turned up this one street to go back to the highway, and it's on there that I saw them. Now, at first, I saw the speakers, they were piled one on top of the other in front of the house at the very end of the driveway, and from the way it looked like they were being thrown out. So I couldn't see the name tag on the speaker, but as we got closer, I said to myself, you know, that gold with a little bit of writing, and I thought, and I was very, very small, but I thought I said, those could be JBLs. So my friend who was sitting next to me, he had decided to go down with me in the IQ with his son, while the rest of his family rode in their car. And So as we're driving, I look over to him and I say, could you tell me the name tags on those speakers? So as we got closer, he looks at you and goes, well, they're JBLs. I said, holy smoke. So I hit the turn signal, pull into the driveway of the adjacent house, jumped out of the car, ran over, looked at them very quickly, picked them up, threw them in the back of the car, and took them home, not even knowing if they worked. I didn't take off the grills to even see if they were damaged or anything. I said, if they are, well, I'll throw them out myself. And if they're not, hey, more power to me, right? So I brought them home, and I had to run a few errands tonight. And I only hooked them up about literally half an hour ago. And at first I had some trepidation, but hooked up my turntable, and I'm going to include a picture of all the components here if I can. But they are, I'm astounded at how nice they sound. Now, I can't crank it up because my whole family's asleep right now, but as soon as I can tomorrow, I'm going to play these puppies a little bit louder and really see what they can do. But no, I'm really, really impressed. I'm going to take the grill off here of one of them, because I removed the grill from the other one. I'm just going to put the grill on the side here. Okay, and that way I can get a picture of my turntable. And what I'm driving the speakers with is a, wow, I don't even know when this thing was built. I want to say the mid-80s, probably. It's a Marantz SR2000 stereo. It says on the front, stereophonic receiver. It's a beautiful piece. This is when Marantz had transferred over to Japan for their assembly. Originally, Marantz was an American company and built all their equipment in the U.S. I think in the early 80s, they transferred it to Japan, but they kept an amazing quality to the instruments. Now, I'm going to say this quickly because I don't have much time. I'll tell you the little story behind this stereo receiver and how I came to buy it, or rather my mother bought it for me. I was really looking for I was a big audiophile in the mid-80s, and I was looking for a really nice receiver. And I saw this thing in a review in an audiophile magazine, and I absolutely had to have it. So what my mother said is, she was a seamstress at home. She would sew up all sorts of different items, pajamas for children and snowsuits and you name it. Well, she said if I worked for an entire summer with her on the overlock machine, helping her out, that at the end of the summer she would buy the Marantz receiver. This Marantz receiver in 1985, I believe, I may end up correcting myself, but around 1985, this receiver cost $275. And I remember my father met me at the stereo shop in a town called LaSalle, not too far from Montreal. And I was going to a college for hotel management at the time called LaSalle College. Had nothing to do with the town. It just happened to have that same name. And I remember taking the subway, but the subway let me off way before the town. I mean, in the town, but really far away from the store. I ended up walking. It was, I think it was something like end of August or early September. It was a very hot day. I was wearing a suit and tie because this school that I went to sort of had a dress code. And I ended up taking the tie off, undoing the shirt, opening it halfway down, having my jacket on my back, and I'm walking down this road, quite a long boulevard, to get to the store, meeting my dad there. And he was there to help me buy it, and I spoke to the guy. I can still remember the name of the place. It was Lakhani Audio Visual. It was owned by an Indian fellow. And, I mean, the stuff he had in there. Now, just to end, I just want to ask a question to everybody out there who are audiophiles. Is there anything that smells better than old audio equipment when you fire it up and it's heating up? And you get that smell of all the components in there heating up? Anyway, I just thought I'd leave you with that. Thanks for listening.